Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, September 7th. Coal mining has been a mainstay in many parts of western Colorado, but the jobs are going away. The recent closure of a mine and a soon-to-be-closed power plant in Montrose County could cut tax revenue as much as 70%. As Benta Berkland reports, both local and state groups are laboring to find a replacement economy in a region that's not used to rapid change.
Boom and bust. It's an all-too-familiar cycle that follows mining. It's certainly created its share of ghost towns in Colorado, but there are places that have found ways to bounce back.
We had 11,000 people living in Telluride in 1900, and then the mining industry collapsed, and we went down to 340 people.
Hall Major is with the Telluride Foundation. The organization helps the region and local nonprofits through grants. Today, Telluride is known for its world-class skiing and its many summer celebrations, including the annual Bluegrass Festival. But what's working in Telluride may not be what town leaders in Nucla and Naderita in western Montrose County want or can replicate. Still, Major sees opportunity, especially for outdoor recreation.
They have trophy hunting. They have a river. They have great trails for jeeping, mountain biking. We need to find a replacement economy, and we need to recruit that. And that's not about getting companies to relocate. That's about trying to leverage whatever's endemic to that area.
Uranium was the big employer there until the mid-1980s. Coal filled in the gaps. But the New Horizon mine closed earlier this year, and the Tri-State Power Plant is next. That's left many with tough decisions. Emma Pace is 17. She just started her senior year of high school.
My dad works for the coal mine, and once he loses his job, we're thinking about moving. And I just don't want to move back if my parents aren't here.
But there are those counting on the area to find a place for itself after coal.
Chicken Bryant Steak, $11.95.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Rimrock Hotel. You can't miss it. Orange trim punctuates the light brown stucco facade. The building dates back to the 1950s, but it was shuttered when Reed Mitchell bought it 3 years ago.
And it looked like the whole community was in the doldrums, and the one thing, in my view, that a community needs is a good place for people to stay and a good place for people to eat.
Mitchell tells me his 46 rooms are usually booked for most of the year. But the adage, build it and they will come, may not be enough to grow his business long term without other changes. Governor John Hickenlooper believes that includes broadband.
You have almost a responsibility that it's like a chain, and we're never stronger than our weakest link.
About 30% of the state doesn't have access to high-speed internet. That's especially true in remote areas like Nucla and Naderita and Telluride, which is why the governor was recently there discussing the topic of economic vitality in rural areas.
Can you imagine if you drove through the West and all these little towns that used to be boarded up, all of a sudden they're kind of bustling?
To that end, the Colorado Department of Local Affairs has set aside $20 million from energy impact funds to focus on broadband. Irv Halter leads the agency. He says it's crucial for public safety and education, and that it opens doors for job creation by encouraging people to move there that wouldn't have considered it.
They may be doing code for Microsoft and, you know, out in California, but they can do it from home. These are hardworking people, but it's a lifestyle now where they, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they want to go take a mountain bike ride. They can do that.
The state is also streamlining workforce training and economic development programs to make it easier for communities to access help following the loss of mining jobs in areas like Montrose and Delta County. Still, others are calling it home for the long term, regardless of the uncertainty.
I really want people to be here, and I want it to be booming, but at the same time, I want it to be quiet.
Emma Stouffer Griffin moved to Hotchkiss 7 years ago. She and her husband now run a successful food business. Part of Delta County's solution is switching over from a mining focus to agriculture. Stouffer Griffin says that's attracting more young people.
We're meeting teachers and more agriculture farmers and librarians and video techs, and they all live here. They're all based here, and they want to be here for the lifestyle. A lot of this stuff has been here. Just some new energy. And I know that the economy is not great, but seems like things are starting to roll.
That sense of optimism was offset by others I met who are worried about their future and what the loss of mining means for the towns they live in. A divide between urban and rural is playing out in western Colorado, and even with the state focusing more on economic grants, job retraining, and broadband, it's too early to tell if those efforts will ultimately bridge the gap in coal country. I'm Benta Berkland.
Consumer groups are praising a bipartisan proposal to move Congress beyond failed attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper will present a blueprint created with Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican, to a Senate committee this week. Eric Galatis has this story.
Governor John Hickenlooper takes a plan to Congress this week, developed with Ohio Governor John Kasich, aimed at fixing some of the Affordable Care Act's shortcomings. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the proposal incorporates key elements designed to stabilize the individual insurance markets, increase competition, and promote enrollment.
Congress should really be looking at this plan as a starting point for how they can work constructively in a bipartisan fashion on health care.
Fox says the plan would help create much-needed certainty in the insurance industry by assuring carriers that they'll continue to be compensated for keeping out-of-pocket costs down for low-income customers. Last week, the Trump administration cut the ACA's advertising budget for open enrollment by 90% and reduced funding for outreach by some $23 million. Fox argues that promoting enrollment is critical to get more healthy people to buy insurance, which helps keep the individual market stable. He adds another key component of the Hickenlooper-Kasich blueprint is a plan to convince insurers to open up shop in counties with only one provider.
To really try to create some more competition that would have some downward pressure on health insurance premiums for people in rural areas who have typically experienced much higher costs.
The two governors' proposal also leaves Medicaid intact, a departure from a slew of recent GOP efforts to defund a program Fox says hospitals across the nation rely on to keep their doors open.
This plan really focuses on the individual market and leaves Medicaid as sort of the frame that all of our health coverage systems build upon.
According to Congressional Budget Office estimates, plans to cut Medicaid by nearly $1 trillion would have resulted in over 20 million Americans losing coverage. Colorado's governor is set to testify before the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions on Thursday. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife urges hunters to begin practicing well before the start of the seasons. Now's the time for big game hunters to get ready for the season by sighting in their rifles. Hunters who are thoroughly familiar with their rifles have a better chance at being successful in the field. Shooting an animal with a high-powered rifle, no matter the distance, is not a natural skill. Hunters must know the capabilities of their rifles, the intricacies of their scopes, and their own competence for setting up for a fast shot at an animal. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.